This segment on knowing your limits might get some of you a little down, make you feel a little inadequate. But it shouldn't. In fact, you should feel just the opposite. Knowing your limits allows you to concentrate on your strengths. It keeps you from wasting your time by going down the wrong path. If you want to be a fighter pilot or an astronaut, but get lightheaded and pass out just standing up, you probably weren't meant to be one of these. Acknowledging your limits keeps you humble. It prevents you from becoming prideful, which will ultimately lead to failure. It stops you from putting your interests first and helps you concentrate on the Lord's interest and the purpose for which He made you. Knowing your limits is a strength, not a weakness. You will actually become stronger the more you understand and accept the limits He has placed upon you. Contrary to the teaching of the world, the strongest of all is the one who is the most humble, because this person will not waste time on false beliefs, which will lead down dead-end roads. Know your limits, and you will find the right path for your life.
We have a tendency to blame the Lord for everything that happens to us, but one of the things we forget about is He's the creator of all things. Everything you have, all your abilities, come from Him. And when you exceed the limits that He has established, you're going to fail. And the more you exceed these limits, the worse the failure. If you have a fighter plane and you try to exceed its limits, you're going to have problems. If you exceed them greatly, you'll probably blow the entire plane apart. If you have a car engine and you do the same thing, that engine will explode. If you try to exceed the limitations on a rocket, that thing will blow into a million pieces. The greater that you exceed your limitations, the more catastrophic the failure. And we forget about that. If the Lord has created us for a particular job, a particular task, if we exceed that just a little bit, the consequences won't be that bad. Maybe we'll fail just slightly, maybe get slightly hurt, or if it's a job, someone might say, don't do that again. We might get scolded, a little bit of a reprimand. But what happens when you exceed it greatly? The consequences are far more severe. You may get fired. You may go to jail. You may get horribly injured or even killed. Bad things happen when you exceed the limits our God has placed upon us. We see that all over the world. We see that in leaders. We see that in things such as the feminist movement. Women were created as wonderful people. Eve was called as a helpmate to Adam. That doesn't mean every woman has to get married. Every woman has to be a helpmate. But women were called for certain things. They were given certain gifts, great gifts. But they were also given limitations. And we see with the feminist movement what has happened when women try to exceed these limitations. Divorce is rampant. Single-parent homes are rampant. Destructive relationships are everywhere. Women try to get certain jobs. Physically, they're not able. They fail. The greater the task that goes against these limitations, the greater their failure. And then what happens? Some will learn, but many won't. Look what's happening today. Not being able to accept limitations, both men and women are now becoming victims. It's not my fault. I failed because of someone else. Someone sabotaged me. You're trying to keep me down. No. You failed because you exceeded, or tried to exceed, what your Creator had built you for. When we stay within our own limits, we succeed. One of the greatest lines in a movie, I usually don't quote movies, but one of the greatest lines was Dirty Harry, played by Clint Eastwood, when he said, "A man's got to know his limitations." That is a classic line. It's true. A man and a woman must know their limitations. When you try to exceed those, you set yourself up for failure. When you try to exceed those greatly, you set yourself up for a catastrophic failure. Young people today are being told you can do anything you want. You can be anything you want. You can even change your gender. Wow. A lot of the kids I've met today can hardly change their own underwear. You can't change your gender. You didn't create yourself. As the Bible says, who of you can change the color of a single hair? Do that. Try that. Choose one hair on your body. You have millions, both men and women, millions. Pick one, and by your power and your might, by your thought, by your spirit, by your very being, change the color from black to white or white to black, or to any other color. Not through dyes. See, that's painting over the hair. Change the hair from within. If you can do that, I'll say you can change anything else about yourself, including your gender. But you can't, can you? We are created. We are not the creator. And we are given certain gifts, certain tools, men and women, each having their own unique gifts. God doesn't love men any greater than women because men are physically stronger. Because women, in certain areas, are stronger emotionally, through empathy, through compassion. They have wonderful gifts. Stay within your framework. Men, be men. Women, be women. Young people, be young people and realize you don't have the experience of an older person. Listen. Watch. Learn. Not from arrogant people. Not from blowhards. Not from people who scream and yell, look at me, look at me. But learn from those who honor the Lord, who give Him the credit, who acknowledge their limitations. If you follow in the footsteps of Christ, if you believe in Him, if you believe that He and the Father are one, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, if you trust in Him, if you put away your ego and your arrogance to say, look at me, and instead say, look at Him through the gifts He's given me, you'll succeed and you'll be a much happier person because you won't lie to yourself, you won't falsely claim yourself to be a victim, you won't ruin your life through catastrophic failure, but you'll fulfill your purpose in life, the purpose that He, the Creator, has given you.